Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. As an eBay seller, you probably prefer sourcing and listing to dealing with taxes and legal considerations, but those pipers must be paid. Here now with his pithy answers to the five questions most frequently asked by e-commerce sellers is attorney and small business expert Cliff Enico. He's the author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. So there you have it. He knows everything. Cliff, do I really have to report every sale to the IRS?
Okay. The short answer here, Griff, is yes. Generally speaking, when you're in business, and if you make even a dollar in profit, okay, you have to pay taxes on it. Now, that doesn't mean gross sales. So if you say you sold a bunch of stuff on eBay, but you lost money on it, you are not required to report the loss, although there's a very good reason why you should do it. But if you made money, the IRS really doesn't care if it's a business, a hobby, or anything like that. They want the money.
It's just a hobby. I'm just selling stuff on eBay as a hobby.
I know, but you make money from hobbies. When my father passed away, we sold a coin collection that he had accumulated over the years, and it was, you know, we sold it at an auction house. It was never a business. He was never a coin dealer. But we had to report the capital gain on that sale because the coins were obviously worth a lot more than it was when he bought them back in his World War II days. So hobby income is subject to tax. Now, the reason why you want to treat everything as a business is for two reasons. Number one, you can take all these wonderful, you know, business deductions, which you can't take if you're just treating it as a hobby. But also, too, if you lose money as a business, you can take that loss against other income that you make from other places. You can offset the income from your day job with the loss that you had from your eBay selling, as long as you treat it as a business, but not if you treat it as a hobby.
Okay, that makes sense. So if I'm just selling stuff on eBay as a hobby, do I still have to report my sales?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yeah. There's no question is, you report your profit, not your sales. The IRS doesn't care about your gross income. They only care about your net, your profit that you made. We don't tax gross income in this country. We only tax net income, which is profit. Now, that means you got to keep records and you got to account for that. You know, well, I don't know how much I made, you know, on this stuff, is not a good answer in an IRS audit. You got to have at least some record of the cost you paid for things. If you paid sales tax when you bought the thing, that record, there has to be some record of, okay, I sold it for $100, it cost me $80, so I got to pay taxes on 20. There has to be enough of a record that you can explain that to the IRS if you ever have to.
I can thwart the whole thing because if I don't have a business license, I don't have to pay it.
That adds a problem. That means that not only are you violating the tax laws, but you're probably running an illegal business. The business. Now we're getting into some stuff that I can sink
now
my
the
teeth
fun
into
begins.
Here. You know, now, first of all, a business. There's a lot of confusion about this. A business license is not a license to run a business. It is simply it's a sales tax permit. It's a document you get from the state. It's always from the state, never the feds, that says that you have to pay sales taxes, which is different than income tax. Okay? We're talking sales taxes. Now, if you have a business license, then you have to report your sales taxes. Usually it's quarterly, although if you're a big seller, you pay monthly, and you have to pay sales tax to your state. But that doesn't affect income tax. The IRS doesn't care if you're legal or illegal. They still want the money. That's how they got Al Capone, you know. The racketeer back in the 1920s, they didn't get him on racketeering or murder or anything like that. They got him for tax evasion. That's why he spent his life in prison. He was doing all kinds of illegal stuff, but he wasn't paying his taxes, darn it, and that's what got him.
So in addition to getting a business license, how do I decide what kind of entity my business should be? A lot of our eBay sellers, like 14 years ago when we started this radio show, mm-hmm. were sole proprietors, and they have since gone on to other things. Should we? And if so, what should we go on to?
Okay. Well, first of all, don't complicate your life with this stuff. Because once you form an entity, once you form an LLC, a corporation, there are responsibilities that go with it, and you got to be a little disciplined to keep the thing on life support. It's like having a baby. Once you have a baby, if you don't feed it regularly, it eventually dies, and you go to jail for that. You don't go to jail here, but you know, when you form an LLC or corporation, you got to do things to keep it on life support. And if you're one of those people, the thought of legal paperwork makes you gag, then there's no problem with being a sole proprietor. What you have to assess here is, what's the likelihood that I'm going to get sued because of what I'm doing? You know, if you're just selling bobblehead dolls on eBay, for example, you know, and let's say that, you know, one gets broken, you know, in transit, the customer complains, well, you'll give them a new one. This is not going to go to a court of law. You're going to give them a new one. Or if you don't have any more, you'll give them his money back. Or if you're really a jerk, you'll ignore him and you'll take a negative hit on the feedback form. But this is not going to get a $10 bobblehead doll is not going to get you sued. If you are selling used cars on eBay that are not being properly maintained, and people come and pick up the car and they crash and die on the way home, that's going to get you sued. So for a business like that, I think an LLC, a corporation, something that gives you some protection against liability is a darn good idea. For the vast majority of eBay sellers who are just selling stuff out of attics or, you know, estate sales or liquidation sales, probably you don't really have to worry about the fact that you're personally liable for things that happen. Having met so many thousands of eBay sellers over the country in the last 10 to 12 years that I've been working with you guys in eBay University, the vast majority of these people should really not be doing LLCs and corporations until you're really ready for that. And we can talk about that more if you like.
And I have an idea for you. If you are a sole proprietor, that means you can kind of commingle your funds. Don't do it. You can still be a sole proprietor and have a separate bank account for your business, which I always did. In fact, my business is in a separate bank.
Yeah.
And my personal, but it really keeps it.
I'll take that a step further, Lee, because that's very good advice. When you're a sole proprietor with a business, you should be filing Schedule C on your 1040. And I always recommend, even though the IRS allows you to use your Social Security number as a tax ID if you're a sole proprietor, don't do it. Get an EIN. Get a federal tax ID number from the IRS. They give them out for free. If you have an accountant, he can probably do the application. He or she can do the application.
It takes five minutes online.
It takes 5 minutes online.
For
and
yourself.
They usually don't charge you for it, you know, because they want your tax return business, obviously. So it's a no-brainer, because when you are in business, you may have to give that number to lots of other people. Do you really want people knowing your Social Security number? Total strangers. Answer, no. So get a separate number and use it. I do this for my law practice. My law practice is a sole proprietorship, but I always use a separate EIN. I never use my social for that. Nobody knows my social except for my wife and one or two people who are very dear to me.
So let's talk about the good stuff.
Yeah.
As a business on eBay, even if you're a sole proprietor, what can you deduct?
Okay. The IRS says you can deduct ordinary and necessary business expenses, which can literally be quite anything. If you work out of your home, for example, you can take what's called the home office deduction, which means every year on your taxes, you can deduct a percentage of just about all your household expenses on your taxes, the percentage that relates to your business, and there's a way they calculate that. You can deduct all the cost of your equipment, your computers. You used to have to write those off over years, but now you can write up to a couple of $100,000 worth of equipment off in 1 year now. They've changed the laws recently on this. You can do so much there. You know, you can go to conferences. And you can deduct, you know, your meals, 50% of your meals, your entertainment, your travel expenses. So if you're going to eBay Open, which I think,
woo-hoo!
Is eBay Open happening this year?
Vegas, baby.
You can deduct all your travel, you know, some of your entertainment, and 50% of your meals. And why not? You're going to be attending all kinds of seminars, hopefully including yours truly. Hint.
Cliff, you're always somewhere on the list, honey.
Say, of course.
I'm always somewhere on a lot of people's list.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute because we have an email for you. I have to read it to you. It's an excellent question. Hi, Lee. I'm the archive listener who asked questions through the wrong email, but I need to figure out what the right email is. Hope you find this before the show. I have a question for Cliff. I bought a purse for $200 a couple of years ago for my own use. Now I sold it on eBay for $80. Am I obliged to report the $80 as income?
Okay. You bought it for your own use. It really doesn't matter that it was for your own use. The question is, how much did you pay for it? If you paid $30 for it and you sold it on eBay for $80, then you do have $50 of income that you have to report. If you spent $200 for it and sold it for $80, you have a $120 loss. Now, if this is part of an eBay business, the fact that you bought it for your personal use doesn't matter. That $80 is a loss that you could take on your taxes. If it's a hobby, then you could not take the $80 loss. That's how it works. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's actually wrong. You could take it, but only if you have other eBay income that you could offset it against.
You can't offset it against other income.
Correct. That's right. So if you make $10 on one thing on eBay and you lose $20 on the second thing you sell on eBay, you could net those two things together and report it as a $10 hobby loss. But hobby losses are pretty useless because you can only offset them against hobby gains, whereas business losses you can offset against virtually everything, and you can carry them forward. If you don't use them all, you can take some of them next year and the year after.
You always teach us such good tricks.
Absolutely. Cliff, it's a pleasure. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a call, why don't you, at 888-723-4630. There's so much to talk about here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bid comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bid software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.